Welcome back, listeners. Today we're taking a deep dive into something pretty fascinating. It's called IMA.
IMA, yeah. It's this communication system.
Right, communication system. And, you know, it's really generating some buzz lately.
Absolutely. We've got a whole stack of testimonials here. People from all sorts of fields.
Lawyers.
Defense analysts.
Even people from the Pentagon are talking about this IMA thing.
It's really making waves.
So what is it? What is IMA all about?
Well, at its heart, IMA is all about understanding your communication style. And it uses the system of colors, red, blue, green, and yellow.
Okay, colors. So are we, like, putting people into boxes here?
Not really, no. It's more about understanding these, like, natural tendencies that we all have when we communicate.
Okay, so then what does it mean to be, say, a red or a blue?
Okay, well, imagine like a spectrum of communication styles. Uh-huh. On one end, you have the reds. They're like your action-oriented, decisive.
Go-getters.
Yeah, exactly. Driven by results. Get stuff done.
Okay, that's the reds. What about the blues?
Okay, so the blues, they're all about connection. You know, like peacemakers, building relationships.
Yeah.
Really good listeners. Care about how other people feel.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
What about greens? Where do they fit in?
The greens, they really value stability and process. They're reliable. You know, crave order and predictability, always striving for fairness.
They like to do things by the book.
Yes, very much so.
All right. And last but not least, we have the yellows.
Yeah, the yellows, they're like your social butterflies. Yeah. Enthusiastic, optimistic, love connecting with people.
The life of the party.
Exactly. They bring a lot of energy and excitement to every situation.
So I'm already starting to see how understanding these colors could be incredibly valuable, not just professionally, but personally too.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that's what's so exciting about IMA. It's not just a theory, you know. People are using it to make real changes in their lives and the world around them.
And we've got this whole stack of testimonials from people across various fields who are really singing IMA's praises.
Mm.
I mean, it's lawyers, talent management experts, even people from the U.S. Department of Defense.
It's pretty remarkable. It really seems to resonate with people from all walks of life, regardless of their background, their profession.
Let's dive into some of these testimonials. What about Alison Bull?
Yeah, so Alison Bull, she's a family lawyer in the UK, works at Mills and Reeve.
Family law, wow. That's got to be a lot of emotionally charged situations.
Definitely. But she discovered that by understanding her clients' IMA colors, she could really tailor her communication to meet their needs. Like, for example, with a high red client, she'd be very clear and concise.
To the point.
Exactly. Focus on the legal strategy, the desired outcome.
Right. No messing around.
But then with a high blue client, she would, it would be a different approach.
I imagine, yeah.
Yeah. Creating that safe and supportive space. Really listening attentively, validating their feelings, make sure they felt heard before diving into those legal details.
Quick speaking their language, right? Making them feel comfortable.
Exactly. And it's not just with clients. She uses IMA within her team at the firm as well to improve their communication and collaboration.
Well, that's interesting. And speaking of teams, we've got Dwayne Cormell.
Dwayne, yeah. He's the founder of Rome Recruit in the UK.
And he's integrated IMA into his whole recruitment process.
Mm-hmm.
So how's that work?
Well, he believes finding the right candidate isn't just about skills and experience anymore.
Right, it's more than that.
It's about personality and communication style and how that aligns with the company culture.
So he's using IMA to help companies find employees who are not only qualified, but also a good cultural fit.
Exactly. Yeah. It's about reducing that employee turnover.
Makes everyone happier and more productive in the long run.
Absolutely. Win-win.
Now, we've also got Emma Vites Patel.
Oh, Emma. She's a talent management expert at LinkedIn in the UK.
At LinkedIn. Wow. And she's a big believer in this IMA thing. In fact, she actually teaches it to graduates.
She does. She sees it as this valuable tool for young people, especially when they're first entering the workforce.
Oh, I bet. It must help them understand their strengths, their weaknesses, and how to communicate more effectively. You know, with all these different personality types out there.
Exactly. It's like giving them a head start in their careers.
Right. It's all about navigating the complexities of the professional world.
Exactly.
It's interesting how this IMA thing can be applied in so many different areas. We've got Owen O'Malley. He's the founder of the Investment Club Network. They've got clubs worldwide.
Worldwide, yeah. And he's seen IMA reduce conflict and increase cooperation among investors.
Wow, investors. That's a high-stakes environment. If it can work there,
right?
Imagine the possibilities.
It's inspiring to see how it can be used to bring people together, you know, create understanding, foster a sense of harmony.
It really is. And speaking of bringing people together, we can't forget James Knight. He's the creator of IMA, right?
He is, yeah. And he actually wrote a whole book specifically for the high yellows called Radiate.
Radiate. Okay, so what about the other personality types? Is there anything out there for them?
Oh, absolutely. His website, imastrategies.com, has a wealth of information for all the IMA colors. Articles, videos, online courses, it's all there.
So it's not just about taking a quiz and getting your color. There's like a whole support system.
Yeah.
A whole community of people who are really passionate about using IMA to make the world a better place.
Exactly. And that's what makes it so powerful. It's not just about individual growth. It's about creating a ripple effect of positive change that spreads outwards to our families, our workplaces, our communities, and ultimately the world.
Okay, so this is all fascinating, but I'm curious to know more about how people are actually using IMA in their daily lives.
Let's get into some real-world applications and see how it's transforming communication and relationships for the better.
All right, sounds good. Let's do it. So yeah. let's jump back to Duane Cormell and his work at Realm Recruit. He's the one who uses IMA to help companies find candidates who are not only qualified, but also a good cultural fit.
Right, right.
So how does that actually work, you know, in the real world?
Well, let's say like a company is looking for a sales manager.
Mm-hmm.
Traditionally, they might just focus on sales experience and track record.
Right.
But Duane, he takes it a step further. He considers the company's like overall IMA profile.
Oh, okay.
So if they've got a lot of collaborative high blues and high yellows,
mm-hmm.
hiring a very independent high red, it might not be the best fit.
Even if that high red has like a stellar sales history.
Exactly, because their communication style might clash with the rest of the team.
Right, creating friction.
Yeah, hindering productivity.
Yeah, yeah.
So Duane helps them find someone who's not only skilled, but also a good cultural fit.
That makes so much sense. It's really about understanding those communication dynamics within the team and making sure everyone's styles kind of like complement each other.
Precisely. It's all about creating that harmonious and productive work environment where everyone feels valued and understood.
Yeah, yeah. Now, we've also got Debs Taylor-Hayhurst.
Oh, Debs.
She's the founder of SuccessFactor New Zealand.
That's right.
And she's another great example of someone using IMA to make a positive impact.
Yeah, Debs is really passionate about helping people achieve success, both personally and professionally.
Mm-hmm.
And she sees IMA as this key tool for getting there.
So how does she use it?
Well, she uses it to help individuals understand their strengths and weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
And how to leverage those insights to improve their communication and relationships.
So it's not just about, you know, getting ahead of work.
No, it's about creating a more fulfilling life, period.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's about recognizing that effective communication is the foundation for success, really, in every area of life.
Absolutely. Now, we've also got Phil Hitchin.
Phil, yeah. He's the managing director at Bellevue Manchester in the UK.
And he actually credits IMA with his company's growth and the improved relationships within his team.
Mm-hmm. Phil implemented IMA throughout the whole organization.
Wow.
And the results have been pretty amazing.
Like what kind of results?
Well, he's seen increased productivity, improved communication, a more just positive and collaborative environment.
That's pretty tangible proof that IMA can really make a difference in a business setting.
It really is. It just highlights the power of understanding and adapting to different communication styles.
Yeah, yeah. Now let's shift gears a bit. Talk about someone who's using IMA to tackle some bigger issues. I'm thinking of Tanya Awad Gora. She works in conflict resolution and peace building, mainly in Lebanon and other countries.
Tanya, yeah. Her work is just this incredible example of how IMA can bridge divides and create understanding in even the most challenging circumstances.
I mean, she works with Syrian refugees, Palestinian refugees, even death row inmates.
Right. Situations where communication breakdowns can have devastating consequences.
Absolutely.
But Tanya has found that IMA can help people from different backgrounds, different cultures,
yeah,
understand each other better, recognizing there's no right or wrong way to communicate.
Right.
Just different ways of approaching the world.
So she's using IMA to create like a common language for communication.
Right.
Even in situations where people might have very, very different perspectives.
Exactly. It's about creating a framework for empathy and understanding, which is essential for resolving conflict, building peace.
Absolutely. Now we've also got Scott Kundle.
Scott, yeah. He's the founder of My Most Trusted Network.
And he sees IMA as this really simple yet powerful tool for for improving communication and building those stronger relationships.
He does. Scott really believes that IMA can help people connect on a deeper level, you know, create more meaningful interactions. He's seen it transform workplaces, communities, even families.
It's really inspiring to see how IMA is being used to make a positive impact on such a wide scale.
It really is. And it all starts with that simple understanding of our own IMA color and the colors of those around us.
Right, right. Now, for those of us who are just, you know, starting to explore IMA, what's that first step? Where do we begin?
Well, the first step is to discover your own IMA color. And you can do that by taking the IMA questionnaire.
Mm-hmm.
It's available on James Knight's website, imastrategies.com.
Okay, and once you know your color,
then you can start to learn more about your communication style and how to interact more effectively with others. You know, you can also explore the resources that James has created, his books, articles, online courses.
Right, right. So there's a whole world of IMA to discover.
There is. It's a journey that can lead to greater self-awareness, improved communication, and more harmonious relationships.
So IMA is not just about understanding ourselves.
Yeah.
It's about understanding the people around us and ultimately creating a more connected and harmonious world.
Precisely. It's about recognizing that we're all different.
Right.
But those differences can be a source of strength rather than division.
Right. Absolutely. This has been a really incredible deep dive into IMA, and I'm already starting to see how I can apply it in my own life.
I'm so glad to hear that. Remember, even small changes in your communication can make a big difference in your relationships and your overall well-being.
Yeah. So what's the key takeaway for our listeners today?
Discover your IMA color.
Mm-hmm.
Embrace your unique communication style and start using IMA to create more positive and fulfilling interactions, really in every area of your life.
What a powerful message. And on that note, let's wrap up this segment of our deep dive and move on to exploring the broader implications of IMA. Mm. Okay, so we've seen how IMA is being used to improve communication in businesses, teams, even like conflict zones.
Right, right.
But what about like the bigger picture?
Yeah.
Like what's the potential for IMA to really make an impact on the world as a whole?
Well, I think that's what's so exciting about IMA. You know, it's not just about like individual growth.
Mm-hmm.
It's about creating this ripple effect.
Yeah.
Of positive change that can like spread outwards to our communities and even beyond.
So how can something as simple as understanding communication styles have such a broad impact, you know?
Well, just imagine like a world where everyone understands their IMA color and the colors of those around them. Mm. Would be more empathetic, more patient, and better equipped to handle conflict constructively.
It's almost like having like a universal language for understanding human behavior.
Exactly. I mean, we'd be able to navigate differences with more grace and build stronger, you know, more meaningful connections with each other.
You know, we talked about Selena Carmichael, who brought IMA into the Pentagon.
Right.
And she even envisions using it in schools.
I know, right? That's a powerful vision. Like,
yeah.
what if we taught kids about IMA from a young age?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'd grow up with this deeper understanding of themselves and others.
Yeah.
It could revolutionize education and create a much more harmonious and inclusive society.
I mean, imagine like the impact on politics.
Oh, right? Yeah.
If politicians understood each other's communication styles, maybe they could, you know, find more common ground.
Right.
And engage in more productive dialogue.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely a tantalizing possibility. I mean, IMA could be the key to bridging those divides and fostering, you know, real collaboration in all areas of society.
It's not about eliminating differences, right? It's about appreciating them.
Yeah.
And leveraging them.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that diversity is a strength and that we can achieve so much more when we work together.
So what's the ultimate vision for IMA? You know, where do we go from here?
I think the vision is a world where IMA is as commonplace as knowing your blood type.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where understanding communication styles is just, it's woven into the very fabric of our society.
A world where we're all empowered to communicate effectively, build stronger relationships, and create, you know, lasting positive change.
Precisely. And it's a world that's within our reach.
Yeah.
And it starts with each of us taking that first step.
So if you're listening to this and you're feeling inspired,
mm-hmm.
what can you do to be a part of this movement?
Well, start by discovering your own IMA color.
Mm-hmm.
Take the questionnaire on James Knight's website and begin exploring the world of IMA.
Okay, and then what?
Share it with others. Talk about IMA with your family, your friends, your colleagues.
Yeah.
Spread the word and let's create that ripple effect of positive change together.
That's a powerful message. This has been a really incredible deep dive into IMA.
Yeah, it has.
And I'm leaving with a real sense of hope and possibility.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that. And remember, understanding IMA is a journey.
Yeah.
Not a destination. Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep connecting.
That's great advice. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of IMA. We hope you've gained some valuable insights and are inspired to use IMA to make your own life and the world a better place.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time.